another year of wanting to Palisade Track and Field. And I know one thing you are happy about. Boy, the numbers, girls and boys combined this year is tremendous, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. We never expected this. I mean, we weren't thinking that we'd have a few, but, yeah, we've got, between the girls and the boys, it's 47 out.
That is the highest probably you've had in a while, isn't it?
I think it's the highest I've had since I first started coaching back 19 years ago. 23 boys and 24 girls. And then I have one that's injured because she ended up having surgery on her foot.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just found out another one's having surgery on her knee, so I'll lose her. So then we'll be down one. But she is, they're both still part of the team, but yeah, we're going to miss them.
I know you had some good junior high kids in that eighth grade class. I take it good numbers came out with that bunch this year?
Yes. On the boys' side, we have almost 10, and the girls, we have 7. So that was really nice.
I know following them last year, you had some great times and marks from those kids last year.
Yeah, the junior high did a really good job, and I tried to keep up with them a little bit. I was really impressed with some of their times, and they know how to win, and that's what's really nice, because that's what we're trying to build in our culture right now with our track team is we're going to win. Let's learn how to win and go from there. And so they're going to be a huge asset to our team.
As far as your varsity kids, start with the girls first. I know you lose two big point getters and your two throwers and Peyton Cox and Gracie Goings, but you've got some others. You got a young lady that you know very well and you kind of live with her. You have for all these years. That's back in the sprints. McKenna's really had a great season last year, and I know. I think I talked to her a little bit toward the end of basketball. She's pumped up, I think, for a pretty good track season, isn't she?
Yeah, she's really excited, and I know here after basketball was over with, she's hit the weight room really hard, and she's got some goals, and she got a taste of state last year, you know, when that phenomenal 100 race, all of them went, which was insane that they all made it, which was just fantastic for Southwest Nebraska. She set some big goals, and so she's working really hard right now.
And the thing is, in the sprints, all those girls, a majority of those girls, were all underclassmen. So you're going to see them all sprinting most of them probably again this year.
Yes, all of them are back. And then we're going to add in those freshmen to see how they can do as well. And it'll be exciting. And we're going to be really strong this year in the sprints and the mid-distance, I believe. And I'm also excited because I haven't had long distance. I haven't had a 1600 or a 3200 runner for a very long time. And I might have potential of 3 girls coming in, 2 from the sophomore class and 1 freshman that's coming in. That'll be really exciting to see.
That's great. You always could use some points in those distance races, can't you? I know, I think you've got a hurdle. Emma Acton, the hurdles last year was kind of a newcomer. She's one I'm sure is going to be better this year.
Yes, I am so excited to see what she can do. You know, after you compete for your freshman year, you kind of know how high school runs. And so she's going to do very well. And I think Adeline's going to try the hurdles again because she kind of got hurt last year. And so excited for those two girls to see what they can do.
I know excitement, hopefully, for your boys as well. You've got some kids back that improve from one year to the next.
Yeah, they're coming on strong. We have a lot of throwers, and so I'm excited to see the junior class is loaded with a lot of throwers, and so hopefully they've had another year experience, and that will really help them, and we're hoping to see some points in the throws. And then my sprinters are looking really good and strong from the freshmen to the sophomores. I know last year Creighton Weiss couldn't run or participate because he had shoulder surgery, and he's looking really good in the 100, and so we're excited to see what he can do.
Well, just the numbers, the depth, and, you know, kids pushing each other, they got the numbers this year. That's going to be big for you.
Yeah, it's just really cool. It's a good problem to have. I know I've kind of been probably a little stressed out trying to get the flow of things because you have a herd of kids coming at you and then you're kind of rotating around and it's like, holy moly. And so we laugh about it and we've been having a good time and we've already talked about new challenges of what the coaches might do if we hit our PRs. And so they're really excited. So hopefully we can have some really good weather, and I'm excited to see what these kids will do at the high school level, especially with those freshman girls and some of the sophomores.
Well, it seems like every meet you go to, every single one, whether you go west or you go east, you're going to run into some really good talented track and field kids again this year.
Yeah, our pack is just really big and really great competition in Southwest Nebraska, and I always think of it as kind of a mini sub-state over here because there's just really good athletes, and you know, and that's awesome to say in Southwest Nebraska. So I'm really excited to see how we can pan up with all of them, and you know, just focus on Broncos, you know, winning Palisade, and just hopefully improve each week and keep the injuries to a minimum. And you know, especially with Aiden Acton, I know last year he got hurt in high jump and he was supposed to hopefully go in state. And so this year that's his eye and focus. And so we've been really watching his hip and making sure he stays healthy.
I got to throw in one more event in there, Don, that girls 4x1 ran their best race, 52.87 in the district. And I'm sure, I think all four of those girls, all four back. I do believe, and that foursome could run a faster race this year.
Yeah, I think so. You know, just kind of watching them been running, they look stronger. And we might have some freshmen coming in on that, too. We're still looking to see, and we're going to have a runoff soon to figure out our four and our alternate, and it'll be interesting to see who's on it. But all four ladies have been working really hard, and we'll see what happens with that runoff.
Finally, you talked about an addition to your coaching staff. Talk about that a little bit.
We have Tyler Wright, who was a long jump and triple jump back in 2009, and he won state in both those events. And so he has come on as one of our coaches for long jump and triple jump, and maybe fill in to help with hurdles here and there with Coach Applegarth. And we're really excited to have him. And so far, the kids seem to love him, and he knows his long jump and triple jump. It's fun to see him out there, and he's a great addition to helping us coaches.
Well, I know Grand Island, I think probably Northwest, they've always had a great tradition, a good jumper, is a great track program over the years. So he comes from a good area, and boy, he's been a big help so far, hasn't he?
Yes, he really has. And, you know, I'm just really thrilled with how our coaches are and how close we are. And we're like a family. And so he just kind of just came right in, and he wasn't scared, and he's just like, these kids are coachable, and they're a great group of kids in our community, and, you know, they have good parents, and they're well-respected, and so that's what he really liked to see, and so he's added a lot to our program.